More coming up on Day to Day from NPR News. From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Americans are loath to vote for higher taxes, except when it comes to smoking. On Election Day, states like Arizona and South Dakota voted for increased taxes on the sales of tobacco products. Anti-smoking ballot initiatives passed in several states. But several semi-autonomous Indian reservations have opted out of these smoking bans. Wisconsin Public Radio's Brian Bull explains why.
At a Janesville, Wisconsin ranch, several Native Americans drum and sing to celebrate the birth of a white buffalo, which they consider sacred. As Lana Schilf, a Lakota from Chicago, is standing in a field, cradling a red clay pipe with a wooden stem.
I brought my sacred pipe with me and just those medicines that go in the pipe in my heart.
Lakota tradition says white buffalo calf woman taught that tobacco is a sacrament. Smoke from the pipe rises as an offering and prayer to the Creator. Nearby, other Indians chant and puff away on cigarettes. That's a common scene that troubles Mark Kansky, wellness director for the Menominee tribe.
I see that once in a while about traditional ceremonial use of tobacco and how that's really blurred today with commercial abuse of tobacco. Some Native people have told me there isn't any difference.
Kansky says many Indians today smoke for leisure, so many that they're the leading group for smoking rates. Popular brands of commercial tobacco sport Indian chiefs and peace pipes on their labels. Unlike indigenous varieties, commercial tobacco's chemicals make it more potent and addictive. Figures from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show 33% of Native Americans smoke, compared to 22% for whites and blacks, and only 11% for Asian Americans. Kansky says many Indian smokers start very young.
I had a Native American female, and her brother brought her in to help her quit smoking because she was smoking a pack a day and spending all of her money on Marlboros at 12 years old.
Kansky is pushing tribal members to stop leisure smoking. At a health conference in Green Bay, he explains traditional tobacco uses, some of which don't require smoking.
The Menominees and Chippewas used tobacco like a bad storm would be coming, and they put it down on a rock to control the spirits that caused the
bad. But outside the conference room, some Indian attendees reach for their cigarettes before rejoining the health conference. Lac-des-Flambeaux tribal member Brian Jackson supports the anti-smoking effort, but says it's hard getting fellow natives to sign on.
You find people kind of hesitant. You know, who are you to tell me to stop smoking? I don't need people to tell me what is proper use and what is not.
Luella Brin is a Crow Indian mother of two who lives in Montana. She says for her, smoking eases the doldrums of reservation life.
Because the economy is so bad and everything's so hard and everyone's so stressed out that that's a little break from all of that.
Brin says cessation programs are a tough sell in Indian country because smoking is so ingrained in Native culture. Juan Choi of the University of Kansas Medical Center researches Native American smoking. He directs a culturally attuned program for Indian smokers.
At 6 months, the cessation rate is somewhere around 28%, comparable to the current sort of successful program that you find among other ethnic groups.
Choi says the trick is not to demonize tobacco, which can alienate Indians, but emphasize its cultural rather than recreational qualities. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Madison, Wisconsin.